Gather round. My name is Uncle Ron. You've landed on my porch. Grab a chair, have a seat, get some coffee or some cold brew. Let's have a conversation about how you can grow your business using organic digital marketing methods. I am here to give you the tips, tricks, and cheat codes that I use every single day to run and grow my businesses from the middle of Fort Worth, Texas. This week, here on the porch, we are talking about how to be authentic in what is quickly becoming a massive artificial online world. I have been confronting the notion over the 3 months about what does make you stand out on the internet. We are seeing traditional search engine methods being upended a little bit. The world of organic search results on a Google platform is changing. People are going to AI chatbots for answers. We're seeing the number of zero-click searches on Google go massively. We are seeing an avalanche of material that is hitting the internet that is making it harder and harder to stand out from the crowd. We are seeing people become distrustful of everything that they have put in front of them, whether it's news, whether it's something that they're just interested in. They are skeptical of everything that is put in front of them. You have some people who are skeptical of nothing, and that creates an entirely different set of problems when there are all of these artificial pieces of information that are out there that are used to spin things. I listened to a person that I have great admiration for and have learned a lot from over the years, Ryan Levesque. He did a presentation a month ago that really spurred my thinking on how to stand out as we move into a more terminally online world. I was confronted with a podcast over Christmas break that was sent to me by a friend that talked about how AI is manipulating what people are seeing on the internet. Making things authentically you has become more important than ever. People would rather see your typo in an email than they would to have some word salad ChatGPT output and know that it actually came from you. They would rather see your stream of conscious. I know what the open rate is on my Saturday emails. It's higher than average. I do believe it's because people are getting my stream of conscious as I tell these stories. AI is a replicator of patterns. Your voice needs to stand out. Because it's a replicator of patterns, if the only thing that you're producing is the output that is unedited from AI, you're going to sound like everything else that's on the internet. How do you stand out doing that? I've been very transparent. I do use the tools to generate ideas. I use them to do research. I can even use them to create outlines and drafts to use in the content that I put together. One thing that I know is true is when I generate a draft and I begin to read it, it doesn't sound like me, and there are often things that are wrong. When we're looking at the complex world of commercial insurance and I'm producing the content that we are using on our website and YouTube channel, that output that is coming from the ChatGPT output as a rough draft is often just completely wrong because the information does not exist today. The key to all of this is in your editing process. You have to be able to get that base level, that rough draft that's there, and you have to begin to learn how to manipulate the words that come in that rough draft to make them sound like you living in a different part of the world are not going to speak Texan. We're a weird set of people. We have a way that we communicate, and we are very proud about who we are and where we're from. That's just not the case if you don't live here. You have different ways of speaking. When I lived in Missouri as a kid, I learned how to speak Ozark Hillbilly. I can do it. I can talk about the hollers. You have to make things authentically you so that the people around you can know, like, and trust the real you. They don't want to work with someone who is not operating with integrity. They don't want to work with someone who they feel is trying to sell them. They don't want to work with someone who they feel manipulated by. As you edit and finish the content that you are putting onto the web, you have the ability and the good fortune to be able to put your voice into that content, the words that you use. I have a list of words that I now hate because ChatGPT overuses them. I make sure that as I'm editing, none of those words appear. I also make sure as I'm editing that sentences actually make sense. I also make sure that sentences are not overly complicated and have 14 commas. All of those things happen with output from AI tools. You have to be able to make things uniquely you. When you have that primary piece of content that you're creating, whether it's a written article, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a video, once you have that in place, the AI tools are really good about taking you and your voice and putting it into formats that can be used in other platforms. But you have to create that base layer and make it sound uniquely, authentically you. God made you for a reason. You are a special and unique creature. People want to know who that is. I'm Uncle Ron. You've been on my porch. If you need help creating these things, if you need help understanding these things, if you need help learning the editing process, I can help you with one-on-one coaching. Go to SprocketOps.com, hit the contact form, and let's have a conversation about how I can help you take your marketing to the next level, how you can be authentically you and connect with the people around you. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you as we start 2025. I'm Uncle Ron. I'll see you here next week on the porch.